Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in for our Wednesday night update. There's a lot going on. And I would have to say that the communist takeover or coup seems to be accelerating rapidly. Earth changes are accelerating. And I guess one could say even the military moves of Putin and others are accelerating as well. At the right time, I might add, for the star sign and the wonder of 923. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, doing okay, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, where do you want to start? I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. I know you mentioned Putin is kind of moving some of his missiles around. What's that about, other than the fact that he's getting ready to take us out?
That's what's really interesting at the moment. Reports are coming out, and I did post that today in a radio flash, indicating, and this was from Yahoo News, by the way, that in Russia there were, I was looking for my notice here, but in Russia they're moving the, you know, supposedly the construction up of those Satan II ICBM missiles and getting them prepared, and also operating what they call the nuclear trains, where they actually 24/7 you've got ballistic missiles being hauled on train cars all over that, you know, and Russia's a huge region, you know, for use. So, you know, there's a lot of background noise going on involving, you know, and of course we have at the same time a lot of Russian ship movement that's going on. You know, all of this is going on in the background as we've got this static democratic, and you can't say democratic because the Republican establishment's right in there with them on the.
Yes.
Of the apparent continual coup of Donald Trump.
Well, they have to either have their war, and Trump is kind of getting in the middle of that by being kind of cozy with Putin. And as long as Putin and he can get along, if they're not part of this overall script, no war. So they're going to have to try and do something else, which would mean, if they can get rid of Trump in one way or another, I don't see how they can accomplish what they want to accomplish with Trump in power. And yet we have the God factor, if you want to call it that, in which it's obvious the hand of the Lord is upon Trump and is keeping him alive, basically, until whatever he has to do with Israel is accomplished, as Cyrus did back in the ancient days. And it appears as though, from what I'm hearing out of Israel and the Third Temple concepts, and possibly they're shoring up underneath, and they're saying that that has nothing to do with the temple, but it appears as though it probably does because of the timing of it. Shoring up underneath the mount so that they can get that temple up. What do you think?
Well, that's very interesting. And at the same time, you know, we've got, if you've watched TV in the last 24 to 48 hours, pretty much the left and the Republican establishment have gone totally insane over this Russia thing again. Russia, Russia, Russia. Now, while, you know, and what's so interesting is you've got people like McCain and others in the background that continually are calling for a move against Russia. And it sounds like they're really advocating a war with Russia. And
yes.
Ironically, it appears to me from some of the data I've gleaned that when those talking heads begin to talk, when you see their mouth moving, it looks just like George Soros. I don't know how easier to put that. But while that's going on over in Russia right now, they're apparently preparing to move sanctions against the U.S., you know, as the threat against Donald Trump gets stronger, it appears
yes.
that Putin is moving to confront the U.S. And of course, the American people, totally unaware. I mean, you know, let's not wake them up. I wouldn't want to cause a disturbance. Just let them doze.
No, you don't want to. You don't want to wake them up. It's like kicking a dog that's sleeping. They'll just turn around and bite you anyway. And that's essentially, I think, when, you know, the Bible indicates that when this thing takes place during the Ezekiel 38-39 conflicts, that America's taken out with a total surprise to everyone that this could happen. So it's very telling to me that even though Trump and Putin are kind of buddies, it appears as though Putin is gearing up for the Ezekiel 38-39 conflict. I mean, that's what it looks like.
Well, it does. Yeah, and what's so interesting, Stuart, is, you know, when Donald Trump, according to the mainstream media, made that fatal G20 meeting over there and had that 2.5 hour or whatever intel, you know, interview with Putin.
Mm-hmm.
What's so interesting, that's when they set the ceasefire in western Syria, right off Jordan in that region, to go into effect. And Putin guaranteed he would strategically support that ceasefire himself, his own people would. And what's ironic, and it's not making any news in America, which, you know, that's not unusual, but there's a report today that, matter of fact, and Debka file actually posted it, that it says Russian forces with Chechen paratroopers entered Dara. Now, Dara was a place where just about the time this so-called ceasefire was to take hold, you know, Syrian and Iranian troops moved into that area and began to try to fight and push out, you know, U.S. allies.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Russian forces with Chechen paratroopers entered Dara and Syria, and it says force out Syrian Hezbollah forces. So you have got Putin and the Russians literally enforcing what they said they would do, which is really ironic, and I find it so unusual that mainstream media and nobody, including Fox News, is talking about this in America. I mean, you know, it's like a news blackout.
Yes. You got a hold of the Book of Esdras, number two. You were reading part of that had to do with Syria, as I understood it.
Do
you have that right there?
Well, I do. And what it is, you know, I've often read Esdras 2 or 2nd Esdras, and you've read it, and I've enjoyed it.
Oh, yes.
But I found it,
yep,
a new version by Ken Johnson. It's an ancient apocryphal of Ezra called 2 Esdras in the King James Version 1611. And here's what he wrote on the back here. He's included some very interesting scenarios of our time. It says, ancient apocryphal of Ezra. Says the Ezra Apocalypse is the only non-Catholic book included in the King James Version 1611 Apocrypha. It contains many prophecies about the end times, quoted often by the church fathers of the 1st and 2nd century A.D. This apocalypse reveals the rise of Islam. In chapters 11 through 12, there's a prophecy of a three-headed eagle symbolizing how the Roman Empire would split into three empires. the empires would die out and leave three kingdoms ruling in the last days. Chapters 15 through 16 contain a prophecy of the dragon nations of Arabia. This Islamic power devastates Syria to the point that Russia must step in to control the issue. This Syrian war sets the stage for the beginning of the last days. And, of course, it says also this book, Esdras 2, also contains numerous prophecies about the signs of the birth pangs and details about the rapture of the church, revealing that the end is near.
Wow.
And there was one, let me read this. It's a breakdown on page 19 in this book. And this kind of correlates to the pivot date that you were talking about, I think, a little bit, and some things we've gleaned. And I want to comment. He writes, in verses 33 through 38, there are a certain number of Gentiles that would be sealed and given glorified bodies, in parentheses, raptured. There are also a certain number of those of Zion who are shut up, resurrected, in parentheses. Notice that this event happens on a feast day. Paul said it would be on the festival of the last trump, or Rosh Hashanah, 1 Corinthians 15:52. And I'm not telling anybody to believe Second Esdras, but I brought it up because I found this new, somewhat revised version of Second Esdras that really seems timely.
Well, that's probably why you got your hands on it. The Lord does stuff like that. And it confirms, we know now that this Rosh Hashanah this year occurs also on a high Sabbath. So when you add all of these things together, when you add the timelines, the 120 years, the 100 years, the 70 years, the 50 years, all converting on this pivot point of 5777-5778. And I don't think there's any question at all now. In my mind, I don't know exactly what it means, but it sure means something, and I think it's going to be a big change. Whether we see anything on Earth necessarily, maybe not, or it may be as some of these people that have had these dreams, the rapture will occur. And I know that a pastor who had that dream of the graves opening up all over the world and the dead rose and they kind of walked around like they did in the time when Jesus was resurrected. So, and then they vanish, which they would do, of course, in a rapture event. So we have to have a point of, how do I word this, a zero point. Let's put it that way. There has to be a zero point. There has to be a time when God fulfills the promise. The promise to the church, I go, what Jesus said, I go to the Father's house, and I'm going to make homes for you, and then I'm going to come back and get you. That is a heavenly covenant. That's a promise that Jesus Christ made. I'd simply call it the return covenant. The covenants made with Israel are totally different. Abrahamic, Palestinian, and also the Davidic. And they're all coming through. The Palestinian covenant, actually a prophetic covenant, it's all coming through. So here we are. And it seems to me we're looking down a two-barreled shotgun, and the Lord's got his hand on the trigger, and that something's coming on planet Earth. And, you know, a lot of people are getting very, very, restless. No.
Yeah.
They're getting nervous. And that's another sign that there is something coming, that people know something is coming, they just don't know exactly what it is. But it looks to me like for sure the age of grace is closing, and the Lord is taking up his Abrahamic and Davidic covenant with Israel for the remarriage in the time of Jacob's trouble, or as Acts says, the restitution of all things. So, what do you think?
He does add one thing, Stuart, that's kind of interesting. You know, in Esther, and you've read it, it talks about in, one of the end time signs also. It says blood will drip from wood, and the stone will utter its voice, and nations will be troubled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He asked a question. He says, is possibly this blood dripping from wood from the beheadings by the guillotines?
Yes. Yeah, that, I mean, there have been reports of guillotines for what? Five, six years?
Yeah.
People have seen them in trains, you know, getting ready. In fact, some lady did a search on Google Earth, and she found a place down along the border, obviously a FEMA camp, and you could see bodies and the heads severed. She zeroed in on it. I don't think it's fake at all. I think it's very real. It's just that the American people are so either naive or I don't know what the problem is. I can't figure it out. I don't think they're necessarily stupid. Maybe foolish is the word. Naive, self-centered. They can't look out and see anything that's going on, even though it's obvious all over the nation. Do the people not even realize we're in the middle or the final phase of a communist takeover? If they get rid of Trump, and Obama or Hillary or somebody else comes in, that's going to be the end of it for the American people. I don't know what else to say to them. You and I have been working for, what, 25, 30 years, trying to wake them up. And they don't want to be awakened. I think they just want to go to sleep. And I think we're going to watch some major changes. And that'll be the final key as to whether it's this year or next year. And that the Revelation sign is maybe an arrival. There's a lot of evidence pointing to that being an occultic arrival. But I think if the fallen angels are going to arrive in and around that date, then the two witnesses should have to arrive on that date too, because they have to witness for 1,260 days. We haven't had any witnesses here, so I don't know. What do you think about all that? What are you hearing? Let's put it that way.
Well, we know that there were witnesses that showed up and you know, trying to witness in Israel for some time and claimed to be one of the two witnesses or both of them, et cetera. And
yes, I remember
they basically
that.
They basically came to nothing and nothing ever happened, and they were exiled out of Israel. Israel sent them away, and they began to, the last I heard, were trying to coexist with circumstances, you know, off in the Middle East somewhere close to Israel, but they couldn't go into Israel. And we've heard about that. And, of course, ironically, at the same time, I don't know, you probably haven't, I got my hands on a copy of The Holocaust of Giants by Tom Horn and Steve Quayle and
yes,
Kim Alberino, and it's very telling. I'm going to get you a copy, by the way. They're very hard to find. But I'm going to get you a copy, and what they go through in that is they're talking about an arrival, and not only that, but, you know, they actually go into what you and I talked about years ago with Klaus Dohna and about the information from Moldashev when people thought we were just either
nuts,
stupid or lost our minds. And now here they are on video explaining the same data we had and claiming that the reanimation of these giants and these creatures and their spirits, et cetera, are part of the arrival at the end of time, the last days. So you'll find that rather telling, and I think it kind of fits in, but I do believe we are close to a very incredible pivot point. Stan Deo says, you know, that September the 23rd, et cetera, is the greatest. He said the greatest sign. He said the greatest. And I think whether we see anything physically on the planet at that point in time, it's really not going to matter, but it'll be something that will play out that we will see ramifications from.
Yes. If the rapture does not occur in and around that time, or it could even occur now before that, we have Tu B'Av, the Valentine's Day love feast that Israel's rabbis have made kind of a short shift of. But I'm a little bit suspicious of that feast day as to what it points to. And then we have Rosh Hashanah, trumpets, and it's occurring exactly as it should. And it's on a high Sabbath, a Saturday. So what I'm really waiting for is to see whether the Lord develops a sandstorm or some other method to delay it one day. So it would start on the 22nd, end up on the 23rd, and the final trumpet.
Wow, that's interesting, Stuart. Yeah, and let me mention this, by the way, because it fits right in where we're talking. You know, September the 23rd is very, very very close to the end of 5777 and the beginning of 5778, the Hebrew year.
Yes.
And what's interesting is the fact that we do know that the 5777 and Messiah codes, Torah codes out of Israel have been released, some of them. Some of them they're holding close to the cuff. But I talked to Richard, and there are codes of 5778, but they are not talked about. So that is a mystery, that is a secret, and I think it fits right into our time frame.
Yeah, yeah, because, well, even way back in the 1200s, there was a rabbi who said that the Messianic era would begin in 5777, 5778, the pivot point. And it's getting to be, I think, evident that the pivot point itself is, in fact, 9/23/2017. And we're rapidly, rapidly approaching that. So whether we have wars or not, and whether they come or in next year, I guess it remains to be seen. Because 1948, and you come forward, you come to 2018. So at 2017 and 5777 and 5778 are more and more evidence is piling up. And I got an email from somebody, and he's a list, a tremendously long list of things that are going to occur. And all the things, if you just took the star sign itself, you could argue, it is absolutely unique, but by itself, what does it mean? But we don't have it by itself. We have literally vast numbers of things that are already dovetailing into this to prove that period of time. And maybe we're all a little bit skeptical and a little bit of unbelief because we've had things like this come up before and we sailed right through them and nothing happened. And so people are a little skeptical about it. But it appears to me that there's way, way, way too much stuff dovetailing into this. Everything is converging to that one point, that one date. So...
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people skeptical, and remember how there was so much hoopla about the four bookends, as you call it, the tetrads, and how
yes.
When they came and they went, we didn't really see a lot, and people just kind of blowed them off as well. So what? I think we've reached a time of maybe what you call a little bit of unbelief or disbelief and skepticism that we've entered into unknowingly and maybe some knowingly. But I do really believe that Standale's statement that this coming up is the greatest sign. What can I say? I do believe it.
Well, yeah, there's no question. And what's overlaid upon it, we have the Virgo, of course, that's been there right along. And then we have this and actually somebody pointed out that's the stars in Leo actually are very much look like the crown of I can't remember Joseph or who it was. They wear these crowns that are very different, and he was pointing out that is also there. And it's almost like the Lord is saying, look, how many things do I have to bring to you people to establish the accuracy of my word? You know, people are hunting for the Ark of the Covenant. Well, I'll believe all this when we find the Ark. And on and on and on it goes. Well, that's unbelief. If the Lord said there was an Ark, there was an Ark. If the Lord said there was a worldwide flood, there was a worldwide flood. And that's why I think Jesus said, approach me as a little child. Because a little child, whatever dad says, that's the way it is. Before we close out, it says scores of earthquakes making Mammoth Lakes area twitch a little. Now we've got them at Yellowstone. Now we got them at Mammoth Lakes. And this is right on time for that star sign.
Well, I know it is, Stuart. And they are also warning of movement of a volcano in Long Caldera?
Long Valley?
Long Valley Canal. That actually there's a whole mountain being pushed and moved, and possibly by upcoming magma from bottom. And so there's a lot of people really concerned about that region.
Well, and there's one over in Italy that's a super volcano. It's getting active. And it just reminds me of Noyes and her little comments about volcanoes going off, extinct volcanoes coming to life, volcanoes in areas never thought of before as volcanic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it seems kind of moving in there.
Yeah, and by the way, that massive iceberg has broken off from Antarctica. Ice shelf, and they say it's Larsen C shelf. Yeah, and this is the largest iceberg ever recorded to break off from the West Antarctic ice shelf, and they say it's big as the state of Delaware.
Wow. Well, the Earth's changes are accelerating. I mean, there's absolutely no way that they aren't. And this is kind of it. We don't have a lot of time here. A reader just shared something with me. Remember all the hullabaloo of the 2014 and 2015 Blood Moon Tetrad? You know, the one that made national headlines and all that? It culminated with a supermoon lunar eclipse September 28, 2015, Feast of Tabernacles. That was the fourth and the final blood moon in the Tetrad. From September 28th to Revelation 12 sign is exactly 726 days. So now you go to the Strong's Concordance, and you go to number 726, Hapazo, the rapture.
Oh.
Strong's Greek lexicon, number 726.
And remember your dust storm, Stuart, that delayed 2 days and 2015, 2016, 2017.
Exactly. Yep. I think we're here for something really big. And folks, we're running out of time here, but we'll pick up a lot of this on Friday night. But this cannot be coincidental that in Strong's the number is 726, and this is what it means. To pluck up, to pull, to take by force, to catch away. That's a rapture. So anyway, anything else you want to parting slot there, Larry, before we close out?
No, other than people to continue to pray for Trump, he's the linchpin holding together the storms away from America to some degree, and you know, if they overcome him, we don't have the long.
No. No, if he's overcome, we're done. The nation is out. It's over and completed. Maybe this is the Lord's way of revealing to the American people all of the corruption And if they still won't do anything about it, nothing can be done. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on board. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you Friday with a longer program. Good night.